సహనౌ భునక్తు సహవీర్య కర్వావహే తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహే. ఓ శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
గురుబ్రహ్మ గురువిష్ణు గురుదేవో మహేశ్వర గురుదక్షత్ బ్రహ్మం తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. గురువే సర్వలోకానాం నదియే సర్వ విద్యానాం శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమో నమః. సుమతి భగిని పఠామి సంస్కృతం నిత్యం.
పఠామి సంస్కృతం నిత్యం, వదామి సంస్కృతం సదా, ధ్యాయామి సంస్కృతం సమ్యక్, వందే సంస్కృతమాతరం. సంస్కృతస్య ప్రసారాయ నైవం సర్వం దదామ్యహం. సంస్కృతస్య సదా భక్తో, వందే సంస్కృతమాతరం. సంస్కృతస్య కృతే జీవన్, సంస్కృతస్య కృతే భజన్. ఆత్మానామాహుతం మన్యే, వందే సంస్కృతమాతరం.
సంస్కృతస్య హిందూ ధర్మం సమాజం చ పవిత్రాం సంస్కృతిం సదా సంరక్షణనూపాయం విశ్వం శాంతిం వందే సంస్కృతమాతరం. వయం సర్వే గత సప్తాహే ప్రథమా విభక్తౌ జ్ఞాతవంతః. అద్య వయం ద్వితీయ విభక్త్యా జ్ఞాస్యామః. అస్తు, ఆల్వేస్ విభక్తి హస్ గాట్ ఆల్ ద కీ సెంటెన్స్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ప్రథమ, ద్వితీయ, తృతీయ, చతుర్థి, పంచమి, షష్టి, సప్తమి అండ్ సంబోధన. ఓకే, ఆల్ దిస్ విభక్తీస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ కాల్డ్ అస్ కేస్ ఎండింగ్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఆల్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ పర్టిక్యులర్ శబ్ద, దట్ ఇస్ పదం కాల్డ్ అస్ నామపదం. అండ్ నామపదం ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ, దట్ ఇస్ ఏకవచనం, ద్వివచనం అండ్ బహువచనం. అండ్ ఇన్ లింగ దట్ ఇస్ పుల్లింగ, స్త్రీలింగ అండ్ నపుంసకలింగ. సర్వనామపదాని ఏకవింశతి రూపాణి సంతి అస్వా, దట్ ఇస్ ప్రథమా టు సప్తమి ఇన్ టు త్రీ వచనాస్, దట్ బికమ్స్ ఏకవింశతి రూపాణి. ఓకే, విభక్త్యః వచనలింగ భేద నాస్తి, పరంతు పురుష భేద అస్తి. ప్లీజ్ రిమెంబర్ దిస్. ఓకే, డోంట్ గెట్ కన్ఫ్యూస్డ్. వచన లింగ, దట్ ఇస్ వచన భేద అండ్ లింగ భేద సంతి, పరంతు పురుష భేద నాస్తి. ఓకే, నౌ లెట్ అస్ గో ఫర్ సమ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఫ్యూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద్వితీయ విభక్తి. లెట్ స్టార్ట్. I'll tell you from the Pravesha book itself. If at all you have got books with you, you can refer to the page number 87. I myself will read it. Chitrakarah chitram likati. Chitrakarah is a subject. Chitram is the object. Likati is the kriyapadam. So whenever you see a sentence, what you have to do is, first you have to take care of, that is, look into the kriyapadam. So in this first particular sentence, chitrakarah chitram likati, what is the kriyapadam? Any one likati. Of you likati.
Likati.
So kaha likati, kaha likati is the question. What is the answer?
Chitrakarah likati.
Okay, whenever kaha question comes, it is nothing but pertaining to the subject. That is nothing but kartra, kartha or kartrupadam in Sanskritam. So it follows the kartrupadam. That is, the kriya padam follows the kartrupadam. That is why it is subject. And now the chitram will become an object. And always that object or karma padam will remain in dvitiya vibhakti. Aswa tatra pashyatu ramah pustakam patati. Ramah pustakam patati. Patati kriya padam. Ramakah patati, ramah patati. Kim patati? Pustakam patati. Aswa. So when there is an answer for the kim or kam or kam or tasya, then when the answer you get, the answer will be an object, and that object is called as karma padam in Sanskritam. So Ramaha pustakam patati. That is in pullinga. When it is in strilinga, Sita palam khadati. Sita khadati is the kriya padam. Sita becomes subject, might be a pulling or a strilinga, and phalam is in object, that is karma padam, phalam. Similarly, janani annam pachati. Janani, again it is strilinga, pachati becomes a kriya padam, annam becomes an object, that is kartru padam. Okay, can any one of you give one example, one sentence using karma padam?
Nandita Bhagini? Yeah, I'll say so.
Nandita Bhagini, vadatu.
Ramaha Banam Vardhayati.
Ramaha?
Banam.
Banam Vardhayati.
Banam. The bow.
Okay, Banam Vardhayati.
I saw the dictionary, it is to raise. Ram raises his bow. So Ram raises what? His bow. So Banam is in Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay, Banam is in what is Vardayati?
In the dictionary it was given as to raise the bow.
Don't look into dictionaries and other things. You tell on your own. Tell simple sentence enough, but tell on your own. Nadira Bhaini?
Okay.
A small sentence, simple sentence on your own. Using Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Aham.
Only Nandita Bhagini will talk.
Okay. Aham. Aham. Pustakam. What do you say for reading? Aham pustakam, aham pustakam, aham samskritam pathati.
Aham samskritam pathati or pathami?
Pathami, sorry. Aham samskritam pathami.
Aham samskritam pathami, very simple sentence. So what is the karta here?
Aham.
Uh-huh. What is the karma padam?
Samskritam.
Samskritam. How did you arrive at that Samskritam as this one karma padam?
Aham kim pathami, aham samskritam pathami.
Okay. How did you arrive that Samskritam is a karma padam?
Because the other word is a kriya padam, pathami is a kriya padam, aham is a kartru, is a subject, therefore
kriya padam, pathami kriya padam. So you ask the question, kim pathami, samskritam pathami is the answer. So when you got the answer, and it becomes samskritam, okay, and the word is samskritam only.
Yeah.
Shabda is Sanskritam only. Whether it is having a what's called halant ma or bindu, it doesn't make any difference. So aham Sanskritam patami is a simple sentence of in ekavachana. Okay, you have to remember that also. In ekavachana you have to Okay, anybody else wants to try with one good sentence?
Ek prashnam asti. Kim kam kasya, translation is what, who and how, correct?
Kasya is who, whom, whom. Sambandha na, saptami vibhakti. Okay. Anybody else want to try? Shanti Megani?
Aham pray.
Okay, Sumati. Any one of you? Either
Balakaha shlokam patanti.
So, you tell this one also. What is Kriyapadam?
Balakaha is Kartrupadam. Shlokam, Balakaha is a Kartapadam. Shlokam is a Kartrupadam. Patanti is the Kriyapadam. Balakaha is in Bahuvachanam, so Patanti takes up Balakaha.
Agreed. Balakaha is Kartrupadam. You are right. It is, whether it is called as Karta or Kartrupadam, both are same. Understand? Balakaha, who is that? Balakaha is in Bahuvachana, that is why Patanti. That is okay. Are you,
hello?
Sumati Bhagini, are you telling
No.
I don't think so. Somebody else is disturbing. Okay, what I wanted to convey is Balakaha Patanti. Since Karta is in Bahuvachana, the Kriyapadam also will take up because it is one-to-one formula. So Kriyapadam also will be Vachana. Okay? So Balakaha is Kartrupadam or Karta. Shlokam you said, no? Shlokam.
That is object. Karma padam.
So it is karma padam. How it has been arrived? Kim patati.
Kim patati.
The question answer had come. Shlokam patati.
Shlokam.
In kartari prayoga, sentence can be without a karma pada also. Astu. Astu.
Astu. Astu mahode.
Astu. Okay, we'll go for some other examples. Example, one more small example I can give you. Janakaha Balakam Pashyati. Janakaha Karta Balakam. Whom he is seeing? Nandita Baini had asked. Whom he is seeing? He is seeing the boy. Who is seeing? Janakaha is seeing. So Janakaha Balakam Pashyati. So Janakaha is Karta, Balakam is Karmapadam and Pashyati is Kriyapadam. Okay, in Vidya Vibhakti. Okay, so there are some rules in Vidya Vibhakti. Rule number one, since it is accusative, first rule I already told you, Kim Kasya Prashna Prashtavyam Chet Uttarani Je Bhavanti Tat Karma Padam Asti Agachati. Kevalam, that is only in Kartari Prayogaha. That is most important point. Only in Kartari Prayogaha, these three rules will abide. Not in other Prayogaha. That is, there are three Prayogahas which you know already. I'll remind you. One is Kartari Prayogaha, second one is Karmani Prayogaha, and third one is Bhavi Prayogaha. Okay? So, these rules which I am telling is only for Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay, what is that first one? Kim Kasya Prashna Prashtavyam Chet Uttarani Je Bhavanti Tatra Karma Padam Agachati. And example, I have already given the example. Janakaha Balakam Pashyati. Janakaha Kim Pashyati? Balakam Pashyati. When the words like Roditi, Tishtati, Vasati are used along with Upasargaha, Adi. When a word like Roditi, Tishtati, Vasati are used along with Upasargaha, Adi. What is Upasargaha? Vishwajit Mahodaya?
I forgot.
Are you there? Samyutam what is upasarga forgotten no problem anybody else Renu Begini
prefix to a word sir
prefix
British what is British
prefix prefix I think they are saying correct now I remember
okay prefix that is je shabdah pade purvam agachati tad upasargah asti astva so when adi upasargah is used in a subject in an object and so it becomes dvitiya vibhakti it carries it takes away the dvitiya vibhakti and there the question mark comes that is similar to kim kasya there the question will come kutra okay kutra is asked when you get an answer for that the dvitiya vibhakti is used udaharanam ishwarah himalayam adivasati the same thing can be asked in this is the question will be like this ishwarah kutra vasati if it is asked this way ishwarah kutra vasati what will be the answer ishwarah kutra vasati is the question okay you please any one of you I'll let the name Sudhamani Begini
ishwarah himalayam adivasati
I asked you a straight away question I didn't use any word adi I asked a straight away question ishwarah kutra vasati what should be the answer
ishwarah himalaye vasati
vasati ईश्वरः हिमालये वसति इस सप्तमी हिमालये इस सप्तमी ओके बट व्हेन द सेम क्वेश्चन इज दैट इन दिस मैनर ईश्वरः कुत्र अधिवसति देन द आंसर विल बी ईश्वरः हिमालयम्
अधिवसति
अस्तु वा गॉट इट गॉट द पॉइंट
महोदय
एवरीबॉडी आर क्लियर
सर व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस What is the difference? I cannot understand.
Huh? Pardon? Renu Magani, you have got some confusion. Just give me 2 minutes. I'll send off the AC and come. Shivering for me. 1 minute, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Mahatai. Permission.
Asu
sir what is the hello can I say
yeah by all means
what is the difference in himalaye vasati and himalayam adivasati
yes very good question Nandita Begini na and Renu Begini please listen to me please see a question is come to you ishwarah kutra vasati whenever this kutra is asked no it takes up the saptami vibhakti and what is saptami vibhakti it is the positioning dhanam syute asti aswa dhanam kutra asti
syute asti
dhanam kutra dhanam syute asti
syute asti yes
okay magini kutra vasati renu magini
अहं दिल्ली गुड़गांवे वसति
गुड़गांवे न गुड़गांव नगरे वसति
गुड़गांव नगरे वसति ओके
दिल्ली नगरे वसति वसामि
हां दिल्ली नगरे वसति यस
देयर व्हाट यू टोल्ड नगरे यू डिडंट टेल नगरम
दैट इज या दैट इज सप्तम सप्तमी
बिकॉज़ यू टुक सप्तमी विभक्ति व्हेन यू आर आंसरिंग
बट आई वांट टू
Then putra
kutra we have to say Delhi nagaram adivasati
Renu Begini please listen first
okay
aham Delhi nagare vasami was your answer when I asked the question what Renu Begini kutra vasati was the question and your answer was aham Delhi nagare vasami why you that you told nagare because you know that it is a positioning location understand
yes.
So when the question is asked to you Renu Magani kutra adivasati the answer will be aham Delhi nagaram vasami. Now you got the difference? Did you understand?
No. I am not able to understand the use of adi.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling. When adi word is used, upasarga, it is called as upasarga. When adi used in front of a kriya padam, it becomes, it takes up the dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay.
Now it is
okay.
Clear?
Yes.
When you see more example, you will understand. Example, vyagraha putra adivasati is the question. Now you answer. Renu Bhagini answer.
Vyagraha. Jangalam adivasati.
Kutra?
Jangala. Vanam. Vanam.
Aranyam.
Vanam. Vanam adivasati.
Vanam adivasati.
Adivasati.
I'm asking you to read. Yes,
what
please.
Is the meaning of adi?
Adi, when, what is the purpose of adi here? Just to change the vibhakti, or this has some meaning also?
Just to change the vibhakti, and it is more particular.
Okay.
More Parvati, Ishwara, Himalayam adivasati. You can tell this way also. When you use, if you want to use vidya vibhakti, you have to tell like this only. That is the rule. Understand?
To make it more specific.
Yes.
Okay.
It is more specific. Simple. Adi is specific. Understand or not, Vishwajit Mahodaya? Not clear? Not clear? No answer from you? Yes or no? Hello? Vishwajit Mahodaya?
Sir, he may be not in his seat, sir. That is maybe our network problem. That is maybe the reason he is not answering.
No problem. Nandita Bhagini, are you clear?
Sir, I am not very clear. But if it's a rule, then I will take it as a rule.
I will. Yeah, it's a rule. Rule number 2. Whenever adi is used in front of a kriya padam in the form of a question, it comes like this: Ishwaraha kutra adivasati. Okay, or vyagraha kutra adivasati. The question has come, no, kutra. If it is asked in the form of adivasati, then you have to answer in the object will be in dvitiya vibhakti only. It will not take up saptami vibhakti. If it is not asked as adivasati, and it will take up saptami vibhakti. Answer will be in, rather the object will be in saptami vibhakti. I told you the example also. Ishwaraha kutra vasati, and the answer will be Ishwaraha Himalaye vasati. Astva, there adi is not used, but the same question, if it is asked this way, Ishwaraha kutra adivasati, then the answer will be Ishwaraha Himalayam adivasati. Now did you get it?
Yes.
One more example.
So you said that there are the following verbs, roditi, upasati, and there was one more verb you mentioned. One more kriya padam you mentioned, which take dvitiya when adi upsarga is used.
Tishtati. Adi tishtati. So, bhikshukaha. Mandire tishtati. Bhikshukaha kutra tishtati. Bhikshukaha mandire tishtati. In ordinary kriya padam when it is used. But when the same tishtati is added, there is prefix is added as adi. Bhikshukaha kutra adi tishtati. So the answer will be bhikshukaha mandiram adi tishtati. Avagatam va, Nandita Bhagini?
Avagatam. Avagami.
Avagatam. अवगतामि
अवगतामि
अस्तु 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 सिमिलर्लि अभितः परितः उभयतः all these three words whenever it comes in a sentence only the object will be only on dvitiya vibhakti only expressing the words these are all called as expression of words okay which is used in genitive cases example already I have given you himalayasya abitakah abitah aranyani santi himalasya is sambandham it's not it becomes shashti vibhakti when abitah used what will happen himalayam abitah aranyani santi got it when abitah is used instead of himalayasya the word will change to it take up to dvitiya vibhakti it is himalayam okay himalayam abitah comes santi aranyani santi what is aranyani aranyani
forest
okay himalayasya abitah aranyani santi is a sentence used in a genitive case that is shashti vibhakti but the same when it is used in the dvitiya vibhakti the abitah will come aranyani abitah himalay sorry himalayam abitah aranyani santi okay similarly fourth one vina when a word vina is used in a sentence the object will take the dvitiya vibhakti accusative that is dvitiya vibhakti udaharanam ramah vina sita aranyam na gachati so ramah is the object here so subject here sita is again the second subject here aranyam is the object here gachati is a kriya padam so when vina is used here ramah vina sita aranyam na gachati so aranyam is taken up the object
sir, excuse me, it is confusing whether it is Ramaha will come or Ramam will come.
No, Ramam, when Ramaha is told, it is subject. Ramam will, okay. will become taken up with Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay.
Okay?
Haan.
Ramam Pashyami. Then Ramam is object. Janakaha Ramam Pashyami. Pashyati. It's object. Ram, at that case, Ramam is object. But here in this sentence, Ramaha Vina Sita Aranyam Na Gacchati. So what is the meaning of the, what is the Kriyapadam here? Gacchati is the Kriyapadam. And what is the subject here? Ramaha is the subject. Okay. What he is doing without, that is Sita, without Rama will not go to jungle. Is the meaning of the sentence. So the gacchati kriyapadam ramaha the object and the ramaha the subject and the aranyam will become the object when it is added vina is added it becomes totally it has to be in dvitiya vibhakti only it cannot change to other vibhaktis very clear or not I think should be clear one more sentence I'll give you.
I have a doubt I have a doubt, sir.
Yeah, please, go on.
In Sanskrit, we can put letters, words in any way. Ramaha, Vina, Sita, Aranyam, Na, Gacchati. We can say Sita, Vina, Ramaha, Aranyam, Na, Gacchati. In that, Ramaha, without Sita, he will not go to forest. Similarly, Sita without Ramaha will not go to forest. Either way, it is correct or the sentence insists that Rama is the subject here or Sita is the subject. Which will prevail?
Here the question of Saptami never comes. Understand? only it is dvitiya vibhakti. Ramah is subject, vina sita is an additional shabdam given to it, aranyam is object, and dakshati is kriyapadam. Only these three things you have to understand. What is the kriyapadam and what is the question? Who is that talking?
Aham Umavati.
Tell what you want to tell.
Yeah, I am seeing all the time, Ramah Pustakam Patati, Sita Palam Khadati, Janani Annam Patati. All the time I am seeing only this one. My
what do you want is, to
see? I want to see the actual present sentences. What?
All the time you see, but now you see the new sentence. You have to learn. Okay.
Mahoday. I am Arun here. What she, Umavati Bhagini, saying is that the screen is not changing.
Yes.
Screen, I have not at all started that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I have not at all started that. Because the Dvitiya Vibhakti, Panchami Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti, Saptami Vibhakti, all are very important. First, you should understand what is this Dvitiya Vibhakti. After that only, I can go for an exercise. All what is you are going to see in the screen is the exercise. Abhyasaha. Astva. Yeah, I can take it in next class also. Umavati Bhagini, are you clear?
Astva Mahode.
Yeah. So, I was talking about Ramaha Vina. So, whenever the word Vina comes, the object will be always only on Dvitiya Vibhakti, that is Aranyaha is the sentence, rather Shabda, and Aranyam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay? And second sentence, Hanumantaha Ramasya Smaranam Vina Na Jivati.
Can any,
one of you volunteer, what is the Kriyapadam, what is the Kartrupadam, and why this, how this Vina is added to it, and what becomes the object?
Sir, can you please repeat the sentence?
Sudhavali Vedini, who is that? Repeat. Who is asking? Nandita.
Hanumantam.
Hanumantaha. Ramasya. Smaranam vina. Na jivati. That is, without uttering Rama's name, Hanuman will not live. Is the meaning. Got the point?
Yeah.
Now you tell me, if you can, it is possible, tell me what is the Kriyapadam in this?
Jivati is the Kriyapadam.
Smaranam is?
Jivati. No, Jivati.
Jivati. Jivati is the Kriyapadam.
Smaranam is a Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Object. Smaranam is in Dvitiya.
Hanumanta is first subject, Ramasya is the second subject.
Astu. Remember, whenever Adi, Vina, Abhitaha, Paritaha, Ubayataha, all these words carry only Dvitiya Vibhakti. It will not enter into other Vibhaktis. That is the rule, as per the rule. Okay? Avagatamva. One more sentence. Sudhavali Bhagini, raise your hands. Any questions?
No.
Please put your hands down. Okay. Shanti Bhagini, you are not at all talked. I will tell you the sentence. You tell me. Shanti Bhagini, Jalam Vina Meenah Na Jeevati.
Okay.
Jalam vina meenaha na jeevati. What is the Kriyapadam?
Jalam vina meenaha na jeevati. Jalam vina.
Jeevati is the Kriyapadam. Okay. What is the Kartrupadam here?
Meenaha.
Very good. And what is the Karmapadam? Jalam. Aswa?
Jalam.
Okay, Jalam Vina Meenaha Na Jeevati. Parvati Vina Shivaha Ardaha. That's also one more sentence. Bhojanam vina manushyam manushya jeevanam vyartham asti. So you can build up using dvitiya vibhakti, you can build up a small sentences. That kriya padam should be there, kartru padam should be there, and karma padam should be there. You can use vina, adi, ubayataha, paritaha, all those things. If at all you feel that you want to use it. Okay, otherwise I want 10 sentences of simple sentences of dvitiya vibhakti, using dvitiya vibhakti. Got it? That will be your homework. Okay.
Okay,
now we'll go for this slide. Okay. Any one of you will start volunteering, right? We'll start from, I think, very small. Bama beginning.
Sir, before you go ahead, all these rules relating to dvitiya vibhakti is present in one location.
Everything. Today it is only dvitiya vibhakti. Okay? Let us concentrate one by one. The previous class it was only vibhakti. Now it is only dvitiya vibhakti. And next class will be only tritiya vibhakti. Understand? Okay, Bama Begay, please start reading this.
Namaskar. This one, karma patasya dvitiya vibhaktihi. Ramaha pustakam patati. Sita phalam khadati. Janani annam pachati.
I think by this time all of you would have understood what is kriyapadam, what is the kartrapadam, and what is the karma padam.
Patati kriyapadam, pustakam kartrapadam, ramaha kartrupadam.
Astu. Now we'll go for akaranta pullinga rama shabda. Okay, for dvitiya vibhakti, ramam ramau ramana. Okay, akarant pullinga rama shabdah, ramam ramau raman. So what will be for balakah? Start reading.
Balakam.
Everybody to mute. Only one person should unmute.
Please hold on, I'll just come in 2 minutes time. Meanwhile, somebody take it up. Arun Mahoday, please take it up and complete this. I'll just come.
Haan Mahoday.
Haan.
Balakam, balakau, balakan.
Shashakam,
shashakam, shashakau, shashakan. Pyutam. Pyutan.
Pyuta.
Vriksham, vrikshau, vrikshan. Vidyalayam, vidyalayam, vidyalayam.
Somebody else can also repeat it.
Balakah, balakam. Balakau, balakan. Chashakam, chashakau, chashakan. Syutyam, syutam, syutau, syutan. Prakshakam, prakshakau, prakshakan. Vidyalayam, vidyalayau, vidyalayan.
Vriksham, vriksham, vrikshau, vrikshakam, chillatam, no?
Vrikshau, vrikshan.
Hello,
classmate.
Balakam, balakau, balakan. Chashakam, chashakau, chashakan. Syutam, syutau, syutan. Vruksham, vrukshau, vrukshan. Vidyalayam, vidyalayau, vidyalayan. Samyak.
Okay. See, whenever you see it like this, if you want to tell dvitiya vibhakti, first what should you do? You should go to the Pratipadikam. So what is Rama, Rama Shabdasya Pratipadikam? Rama, okay? And what will be the Prathama? Prathama is Rama, 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 Rama. You have to remember that first. Okay? Rama, 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 Rama is Prathama. And Rama, Rama, Rama is Vidya. So similarly for Balakaha, Balaka, so Balaka is the Pratipadikam. So Balakam, Balakau, Balakan. What is the Prathama for this? Any one of you? Arun Mohde?
Balakaha.
Balakaha.
Balakau, Balak.
One at a time. Arun Mohde, please answer.
Balakaha.
Balakaha.
Balakau.
The Prathama.
What is the Prathama? Prathama, Ekavachana, Singavachana, Bahuvachana. All the three you have to tell.
Balakaha, Balakau, Balakaha.
That was it, Prathama. You have to tell Balakaha, Balakau, Balakaha, Prathama.
Prathama.
Okay. Now you tell me the Dvitiya for this.
Balakam, Dvitiya Balaka, Balakam, Balakau, Balakan, Dvitiya.
1 minute. Balakam, Balakau, Balakan, Dvitiya.
Dvitiya.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Prathama. Understand? Balakam, Balakam, Balakan, Dvitiya. You cannot tell Balakam, Dvitiya, Balakau, Dvitiya, Balakan, Dvitiya. You should not tell like that. Okay, there is a methodology of reading a Shabda. Then only you can remember. And not only remembering, you can apply. Application is most important than remembering. Okay, 10 times you write, you will remember. But what is the use? Where to use the Tritiya, where to use Dvitiya, you will get confused. And ultimately you tell, and I have some scripture, oh, Rama Shabda, it is eating my head. I don't know, I am not able to understand. Not, there is a methodology for learning, is it not? So the methodology is, whenever you tell a Shabda, if somebody, some of your senior is asking you, okay, Arun Mohdaya, please tell Rama Shabda. So immediately you have to tell, Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabdaha. Ramaha Ramau Raman. Sorry, Ramaha Ramau Ramaha Prathama. Ramam Ramau Raman Dvitiya. Okay? Ramena Ramabhyam Ramibhihi Dvitiya. Like that you have to tell. Understand? So now you tell Prathama and Dvitiya, both.
Of which Shabda? Rama Shabda? Balaka. Balaka. Akaranta Pullingaha. Balaka Shabdaha. Balakaha. Balakau. Balakaha. Pratama. Balakam. Balakau. Balakan. Dvitiya.
Astu. Now, Sudhavali Bhagini, Chashakaha.
Amahode. Chashakaha. Chashakau. Chashakan. Prathama Vibhakti.
How Arun Mahodaya has told?
Akaranta Pumlinga. Akaranta
Pumlinga.
Okay. Yeah, tell me. How Akaranta Pumlinga? Balaka Shabda. Chashakaha Shabda. Chashaka Shabda. Chashakaha. Chashakau. Chashakan. Prathama. Chashakam.
Prathama. Chashakaha Chashakau?
Prathama. Chashakam.
What is it?
Chashakaha. Chashakan. Chashakau. Chashakaha. Chashakaha.
No tension. Prathama will be Akaranta Pullinga Chashaka Shabdaha. Chashakaha Chashakau Chashakaha.
ఆకారాంత
పుల్లింగ స్యూత శబ్ద స్యూత స్యూతౌ స్యూతాః ప్రథమ स्यूतं स्यूतौ स्यूतान द्वितीय.
First thing is, it is not akaranta pullinga, it is akaranta pullinga.
Oh, sorry, akaranta, astu astu, sorry, sorry, shamyatam, shamyatam.
Syuta shabdaha, syutaha, syutau, syutaha, pratama. Syutam, syutau, syutana, dvitiya. Okay? Clear?
Astu, astu mate, yes sir.
Astu, astu. Renu bhagini, vriksha. अस्ति वा नास्ति वा रेणुमणि? ओके, सविता भगिनि वृक्ष.
आं महोदय. अकारान्ते पुल्लिङ्ग वृक्षशब्दः. वृक्षः वृक्ष वृक्षौ वृक्षाः प्रथमविभक्ति.
You have to just tell Pratama, that's enough.
Pratama. Vriksham, Vrikshav, Vrikshan, Dutiya.
Very good, very good. Shanti beginning, Vidyalayha.
Akaranta Pullinga Pratama.
Akaranta Pullinga Pratama. Vidyalayha, Vidyalayau, Vidyalayaha. Dvitiya Vibhakti, Akaranta Pullinga. विद्यालयं विद्यालयौ विद्यालयान्
प्रातिपदिकं विद्यालय सोरि शब्द विद्यालयः अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग विद्यालय शब्दः प्रातिपदिकं शुड् बि
टोपिक्
वन् मिनिट् Please listen to me completely, then again try. Okay? So, okay. Akaranta Pullinga Vidyalaya Shabdha.
Akaranta Pullinga, okay. Akaranta Pullinga Vidyalaya Shabdha.
Vidyalayam Shabdha na, Vidyalaya Shabdha.
Akaranta Pullinga Vidyalayam, Vidyalayau, Vidyalayan. Is it okay, Madhe?
No, no, why don't you first listen carefully and tell, repeat it. What is the wrong? Please listen carefully. Okay, I'll tell once more. Akaranta pullinga vidyalaya shabdaha. Vidyalayaha vidyalayau vidyalayaha is prathama. Vidyalayam vidyalayau vidyalayan is vidya. Okay, I'll give one more. Another, some other pullinga shabda. Tell Ramaha. Very simple. Ramaha.
Okay. Akaranta pullinga Rama shabda. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha Pratama. Ramam Ramau Raman Dvitiya.
Aswa. Pullinga Shabda which you like, apart from all these four, five Pullinga Shabda which is given. Take any Pullinga Shabda.
Makarau, Makaran.
Not that way. I wanted the way which others have told, you know. Started from Anun Mahodaya.
Akarant Pumlinga Shabda, Makara.
Light ko reclining.
Akarant?
Makarau, Makaran. Akarant Pumlinga Shabda, Makara.
I am not clear. Are you all clear regarding Venkatramana's this one narration? Has he told correctly?
Mahoday, when we recite the akarantaha, pullingaha, then the root shabdaha and then recite the Prathama Vibhakti and then the Dvitiya Vibhakti, but specify that it is Rama Prathama Vibhakti and then specify what is the Dvitiya Vibhakti. That is how we recite.
Hmm. Okay, any other shabda? Meenakshi Bhagini?
Devaha. Akaranta Pullingaha Deva Shabdaha. Devaha Devo Devaha Pratama. Devam Devo Devan Dvitiya.
Hmm. Astu. Mridula Bhagini? बकः मृदुला भगिनी अस्ति वा नास्ति वा मृदुला भगिनी वै शी इस् नाट् आन्सरिङ्ग् किरण्मयी भगिनी Pardon? I didn't get you.
There is heavy rain at my place, so I am not able to hear properly.
I ask you to tell Prathama and Dvitiya Vibhakti for Makara Shabda.
Makara Akaranta Pullinga Shabda.
किं शब्दः अकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग यस् अकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग
अकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग
मकरशब्दः
मकरः मकरौ मकराः मकरं मकौ मकरान्
योर् ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् यू प्रापर्ली
Sir, she said correctly. Excuse me, sir, she said correctly, but her net connection is not fine.
That's why I am not able to hear her. Yeah. No, no, you are approving that she is saying correct, that means it is
yes,
correct.
Sir. Yeah, yes, sir. She said it correctly. She said it correctly, okay. But her net connection is very poor.
Okay, okay, no problem. Meenakshi Bhagini is not... Okay, okay. Meenakshi Bhagini has not attended. Forget about it. Leena Bhagini?
मीनाक्षी
भगिनी अस्ति वा नास्ति वा
अस्ति महोदय मीनाक्षी वदामि महोदय अकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गपुत्रशब्दः पुत्रः पुत्रौ पुत्राः प्रथमा पुत्रं पुत्रौ पुत्रान् द्वितीया
उत्तमम् नौ लीना भगिनी एक सूतः
सुतः
लीना भगिनी
सुतः सुतौ सुताः अकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग प्रथमविभक्ति इस् इट् करेक्ट् महोदय
द वे ऐ वाण्टेड् व्हेनेवर् शब्द टु यू गिवन् टु यू Because whenever you, if you are practicing along with me, the same way you will be reproducing in your examination. It is 5-mark question. Either a Sri Linga or a Pullinga or a Napunsakalinga or Rikaranta, Ukaranta, whatever list I have given, out of that they will be asking you one Shabda, all 21 Rupani. So this is a 5-mark, full mark question. If you write it properly, you get 5 full marks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is why I am telling, giving you this exercise, how to narrate it, how to tell it. When you know how to tell it, you know how to write it. Very simple, isn't it?
Yes.
So that is why I am repeatedly telling, when you tell akaranta pulling, sorry, when a shabda is given to you, just like any shabda, for example, putraha, akaranta pullinga putra shabdaha. Why I didn't tell putraha? Because putra is a pratipatikam for putraha shabda. Adva. So similarly for Ramaha, it is Rama. For Balakaha, it is Balaka. For Chashakaha, it is Chashaka. Syutaha, Syuta. Vrikshaha, Vriksha. Vidyalayaha, Vidyalaya. Any akaranta pullinga shabda, if it is with the visargaha, it is complete word. And if the visargaha is removed, it becomes pratipadikam. So you have to start like this only. Akaranta pullinga putra shabda hai. Putraha putrau putraha pratama. Putram putre putra, sorry, putram putrau putran dvitiya. Astva.
Astva.
Agatamva. Okay. Anybody, Kiran Mai Begini? Kiran Mai Begini is over? Chance is over?
No,
okay.
No.
Neela Begini is left. Neela and Rakhi.
Aham Vadami Mahadev.
Want to get, Briksha. Briksha is already given, sorry. Janaka.
Akaranta Pullinga. Akaranta Pullinga Janaka Shabdaha. Janakaha Janakau Janakaha Pratama Vibhakti. Janakam Janakau Janakan Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Astu Pratama Vibhakti na Pratama. Astu va? Janakaha Pratama. Janakam Janakau Janakan Dvitiya. Okay? Similarly, it is Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami. You have to tell like that. Please don't tell Vibhakti because already you are learning Vibhakti only. Okay? Please don't tell again Vibhakti. Okay, Rakhi Walwarkar. Rakhi Walwarkar Sevakaha.
Akaranta, Pullinga, Sevaka, Shabdaha. Sevakaha, Sevakau.
Astu Pratama.
Pratama.
Sevakam. Sevakau. Sevakam. Is Dvitiya.
Sevakan.
Sevakam. Sevakan is Dvitiya.
Sevakam. Sevakau. Sevakan. Dvitiya.
Astu, astu. Anybody else left? Please volunteer. Shubhangi Begini? Bhikshukaha.
Amode. Bhikshukaha Akaranta Pullinga Shabda. Bhikshukaha Bhikshukaha Prathama Vibhakti. Bhikshukam Bhikshukau Bhikshukan Vidya
Vibhakti. Just now I told, don't tell Vibhakti. Vibhakti is not
sorry,
required.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Akaranta Pullinga Bhikshukaha Shabdaha. Bhikshukaha Bhikshukau Bhikshukaha. Bhikshukam Bhikshukau Bhikshukan. Why I am not telling Prathama and Vidya? Because I am well versed with this. That's why it is understood. It is in my mind. Putraha Putrau Putraha. Is Pratama. Putram Putrau Putran is Dvitiya. It is already registered. Now why I am telling, asking you to tell, because then only it will sit in your brain. Yes. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha is Pratama. Ramam Ramau Ramana is Dvitiya. Ramena Ramabhyam Ramibhihi is Tritiya. Ramaya Ramabhyam Ramibhihi is Chaturthi. Ramata Ramabhyam Ramibhihi is Panchami. Like that it will come to your brain. Understand? Okay. Sudha Prasad. Agrajaha.
Akaranta Pullinga Agraja Shabdaha. Agraja, Agrajau, Agrajaha, Pratama. Agrajam, Agrajau, Agrajan, Dvitiya.
Astu, Samyak. It is not Akaranta Pullinga, it is Akaranta Pullinga. Because Akaranta Stri Linga is there. Understand? When you tell Akaranta Pullingaha, it is wrong. There is no Akaranta Pullingaha. Okay, only Akaranta Pullingaha is available. Okay, as per the Maharishi. Astva. Sudha Prasad is over. Sunita Raghavan, she is over. Sudhavali is over. Umavati Vagini is over. Okay, almost all have completed.
No.
Is there anyone behind?
Yes, sir. Sir, Renu, I have not said. Hello, sir.
Renuna.
Renuna.
Aham, tell.
शिष्यः
अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः शिष्यशब्दः शिष्यः शिष्यौ शिष्याः प्रथमा शिष्यं शिष्यौ शिष्यान् द्वितीया
अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः बालः बालशब्दः
अस्तु
बालः बालौ बालाः प्रथमा
सम्यक्
बालं बालौ बालान् द्वितीया
सम्यक् वेरि गुड् नौ विल् गो फोर् द अदर् स्लैड् सी आल्रेडि इट् इस् गिवन् वि हव् आल्रेडि लर्न्ड् वाट् इस् एकवचन द्विवचन बहुवचन फार् अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः रामः बालकः चषकः स्यूतः वृक्षः विद्यालयः दिस् आर् आल् द एक्साम्पल् इन् दिस् प्लेस् यु पुट् एनी ऐ हव् गिवन् यु लाट् आफ् पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः एनी पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः द प्रथमा द्वितीया विल् रिमेन् सेम् ओके नौ द्वितीयविभक्तिरूपाणि इकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः What is that? Ikaranta Pullinga Shabda ha? Hari Shabda ha. Similar to Hari, Kavi, Muni, Giri, Ravi, Agni, all the Shabdas will be same. So that is why you have to remember only one Ekavimshati Rupani for one particular group. Akaranta means Rama. You have to either remember Rama, Vriksha, whichever you find it very easy. And for us, As far as we are concerned, Rama Shabda is the most easiest one in Akaranta Pullinga Shabda. It remains in your brain forever. Understand? Okay. Now we'll go for Ikaranta Pullinga Hari Shabda. Harim, Hari, Harin. What is it? The Prathama for Hari Shabda. 1 minute.
Hari.
हरि हरयः
न 1 मिनिट्
हरिः हरयः
लेट् स्टार्ट् अगेन् फ्रम् लास्ट् फ्रम् द लास्ट् विल् गो नौ Shanti, Subhangi, Umavati Bhagini. Let's start with Vaishnava Shinda is also there. I didn't see his zone. Okay, Vaishnava Shinda ji.
I'm Arya.
I think you can complete this. Complete all the four, five.
Kavihi, Kavi, Kavayaha, Prathama. Kavim, Kavi, Kavin, Dvitiya. मुनिः मुनि मुनयः प्रथमा मुनयः प्रथमा मुनीं मुनि मुनीन् द्वितीया गिरिः गिरि गिरयः प्रथमा गिरिं गिरि गिरि गिरिन् द्वितीया
अस्तु
रवि रविः रवि रवयः प्रथमा रवीं रवि रवीन् द्वितीया
सम्यक् ओके Any other person who wants to try one more? Venkat Ramana, his chance is over, I think so.
Mahode?
Go for, yes?
Can we please do the Agni?
Agni, Agni, अग्नयः इति प्रथमा अग्निशब्दः इकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग अग्निशब्दः अग्निः अग्नि अग्नयः अग्निम् अग्नि अग्नीन् इति द्वितीया अस्तु वा
ओके महोदय अस्तु अस्तु महोदय
अस्तु सो यु केन् नौ विल् नाट् गो विल् गो फर् द अदर् शब्द उकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग भानुशब्द सोरि गुरुशब्दः वट् इस् द प्रथम फार् दिस् वन् गुरुशब्द ओके द्वितीया विल् बि गुरुन् गुरु गुरून् अस्तु वा अस्तु वा टेक् अप् वन् शुदावळि भगिनि कम्प्लीट् दिस् साधु
उकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग गुरुशब्दः गुरु गुरुः गुरु गुरवः प्रथमा
अस्तु
गुरु गुरु गुरून् द्वितीया
अस्तु भानु
भानु भानुः भानु
मानवः
प्रथमा बान बानवः प्रथमा भानु 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 भानून्
भानून्
भानून् भानून् द्वितीया
भानुं भानु भानून्
भानून् रिपुः आं महोदय रिपुः रिपुः रिपु रिपुवः प्रथमा रिपुं रिपु रिपून् द्वितीया
सर् बहुवचन फोर् प्रथमा इट् इस् रिपवः इति भिन्नो रिपून् रिपुवः शि टोल् रिपवः इति भिन्नो
रिपवः
बन्धु सुमति भगिनि
फुकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गबन्धुशब्द बन्धुः बन्धु बन्धवः बन्धुं बन्धु बन्धून् उकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग विष्णुशब्दः विष्णुः विष्णु विष्णवः विष्णुं विष्णु विष्णून् उकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गसाधुशब्दः साधुः साधु साधवः साधुं साधु साधून्
सम्यक् सम्यक् समीचीनम् उत्तमम् सूपर् ओके नौ ऋकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग पितृशब्दः
ऋकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग पितृशब्दः पित्रा पिता पिता पित्रौ नो नो
पित्रः
पिता पितौ
पितरौ
पिता
पिताः
पिता पितौ पिताः
पित्रः
पिता पितरौ
पित्रः
पिता पितरौ पित्राः
पितरः
पितरः
पिता पितरौ पितरः
पितरं पितर पितरौ पितन् द्वितीय पिता पितरः प्रथमं पितर पितरं पितरौ pitran dvitiya
first you tell pita pitarau pitaraha
you want me to repeat it mahoday
yes that's why I'm repeating 10 times pita pitarau pitaraha prathama pitaram pitarau pitrana dvitiya that way you have to tell
okay पिता पितरौ पितरः प्रथम पितरं पितरौ पित्रन् द्वितीय पितृन् ओ दट् इस् अ डबल् त्र दट् इस् अ डबल्
दीर्घं दीर्घं ऋ
दीर्घत्र
तृन्
पितृन् पितृन्
ह्रस्व दीर्घ So here it is,
Deerga,
Pitrun. 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 Okay, you complete this Prattu and Yamatru.
Rikartha Pundlinga Bhatru Shabdaha. Bhatra, Bhatrau, Bhatraha.
Brahma.
Pratava.
Brahmati.
I can't hear you.
Bratru Shabda, okay then.
I can't hear you, Mahoday. Your voice is very faint.
What happened?
No, we can't hear you, sir. Your voice is very, very feeble. There is a lot of disturbance in the line.
Oh, what I can do for that? It is a network problem.
No, I think few others have opened up there. If all of us go into mute, probably we'll be able to hear you.
Oh, everybody has to mute themselves and what is the other solution?
Now it is very audible. There was a disturbance from somebody's line. Your line is very clear.
okay. Now,
can I?
Yes, by all means. Yeah. Complete it.
Rikaranta Pumlinga Bhatra Shabdaha. Bhatra, Bhatrau, Bhatraha, Prathama. Bhatra. भ्रात्रं भ्रात्रौ भ्रात्रान्
द्वितीय भ्राता भ्रातरौ भ्रातरः भ्रातरं
भ्रातरौ भ्रात्रान्
Arun Mahoday, sorry, it is not Bratrav. Bratha full will come. Tha will come full.
That tra is there though, madam.
Bratrav. Bratrav.
Bratrav or Bratrav?
Bratrav.
Arun Mahoday.
It is not tra.
Pitra Shabda. Pitaram, Pitarav, Pitaran. Example is there, no?
बहुवचन भ्रात्रं विल इट कम दीर्घ विल कम देयर
Listen, Arun Mahoday, see in Pitra Shabdaha, the Prathama will be Pita, Pitarau, Pitaraha. Okay, Dvitiya only is Pitaram, Pitarau, Pitarana. Is it not? Similarly, in Bratra Shabdaha, Bratha, Bratarau, Brataraha. Bratha is brother.
भ्रातरौ
भ्रातरः प्रथम भ्रातरं भ्रातरौ भ्रातृन् विल् बि द्वितीया सिमिलर्ली दामातृ ओके Want to complete it? Yes, complete.
I'll complete. Rikarant Pumlinga Bhratra Shabdaha Bhrata Bhratau Bhrataha Bhratam Bhratau Bhratan Dvitiya.
I repeat it once more. Rikarant Pumlinga Bhrata Shabdaha Bhrata Bhratarau Bhrataraha Pratama Bhrataram Bhratarau Bhratrun Dvitiya. Understand?
Haamavde.
Okay?
Okay.
Do one thing. You got the Pravesha book with you?
I got it.
Page number 197 open. Open page number 187. Here it is given. Rikaranta Pullinga Pitrushabdha.
Ha ha. I got it.
Okay. From there you can only replace it. Replace only the Mula Shabda. Simple. That's the trick of the trade.
Okay. No, that tru was confusing. That tru goes off when we get, because that is a, it's the Mula Shabdha. In the Mula Shabda, when we, the actual Shabda, tru goes off and it remains as Bhrata.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So now try Jamatra.
Jamatra. Rikaranta Pumlinga Jamatra Shabdha. Jamatah, Jamatau, Jamatah, Pratama. Jamatam, Jamatau, Jamatan, Dvitiya.
Subhadi Bhagini, is he right?
No, I think Ra he left. Jamataram, Jamatarau, Jamatrun.
In Prathama Vibhakti also he has to.
We have to, okay.
In Jamata, Jamatarau, Jamataraha.
That's right.
Jamataram, Jamatarau, Jamatrun.
Jamatrun.
Trun.
Do you know one thing? On the 2nd of October, I will send you the tables. It was Saturday. On 2nd of October, I will send you these tables. Okay? At least I expected Akaranta Pullinga Ramashabdaha, Akaranta Sreelinga Lata Shabdaha or Sita Shabdaha, whatever is given in the table, and Ikaranta, Ikaranta Nadi Shabdaha, and Akaranta Napumsakalinga Phalam Shabdaha or Vanam Shabdaha, whatever is given in the table. These four at least you will come out with the full colors. So by the end of this Vibhakti lesson, that is 7th, today is the 2nd class, so another 5 classes left. I will give you much time, that means 5 into 7, 35 days, or more than that, another 5 more days, 40 days I am giving. I want all these 4 Shabdas to be narrated by you without C. Okay, I don't know whether you are going to see from your side or not, at least by seeing. You should be in a fluently in a position to tell. Do you agree with this condition?
Yes, sir.
Rikaranta is over. Now Akaranta Strilinga Sita Shabda has come. Anyone who is interested to take it up? Shubhangi Bhagini, would you like to take it up? Akaranta Strilinga Sita Shabdha?
Yeah, sir. Akaranta Strilinga
Shabdha. See the slide?
Rama.
Huh?
Rame.
You need to unlock your iPhone first.
Ramaha. No, it's not correct, right? Sir, is it correct?
Before that, before Rama, there is Sita.
Okay. Sitam, Sita, Sitaha. Ramam, Rame, Ramaha. Latam, Late, Lataha. Vatikam, Vatike, Vatikaha. Shalam, Shale,
शालाः भाषां भाषे भाषाः
Akarata spelling is very easy. Rama Rame Ramaha, Rama Rame Ramaha, Ramam Rame Ramaha. That's all. Only one, Dvitiya, Ekavachana, that Shabda is differing and others are same. Okay? So?
Yes, Srilingas are always easy.
good, no, very good. So, I'll repeat it for you. Akaranta Srilinga Rama Shabdaha. रमा रमे रमाः प्रथमा रमां रमे रमाः द्वितीया अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गलता शब्दः लता लते लताः प्रथमा लतां लते लताः द्वितीया अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गवाटिका शब्दः वाटिका वाटिके वाटिकाः वाटिकां वाटिके वाटिकाः अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशाला शब्दः शालां शाला शाले शालाः शालां शाले शालाः प्रथमान् द्वितीया अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग भाषा शब्दः भाषा भाषे भाषाः भाषां भाषे भाषाः इति द्वितीया ओके शल् वि गो फार् नेक्स्ट् इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग मतिशब्दः वन् मिनिट् ओके हू इस् इट् इस् डिफिकल्ट् टु वैष्णव शिण्डे जी वैष्णव शिण्डे जी
आम् आर्य
इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग मतिशब्दः
मति मति
ऐल् टेल् यू प्रथमा यु टेल् द्वितीया ओके इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग मतिशब्दः मतिः मति मतयः
पुनः कृपया पुनः पठतु आर्य
इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग मतिशब्दः मतिः मती मतयः इस् प्रथमा द्वितीया इस् आलरेडि गिवन् हियर् जस्ट् यु हव् टु रीड् इट्
मतिं मति मतिः
मतिं मती मतीः इस् द्वितीया
मतिं मति मतीः
ओके नौ ट्रै भक्ति इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग भक्तिशब्दः
भक्ति भक्ति भक्ति
भक्तिः भक्ति भक्तिः भक्ति भक्तयः
भक्तिः भक्ति भक्तयः
भक्तिः रिपीट् अलोङ्ग् वित् मी भक्तिः
भक्तिः
इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग भक्तिशब्दः
इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग भक्तशब्दः
भक्तिः भक्ति भक्तयः
भक्तिः भक्ति भक्तयः प्रथमा
ओके भक्तिं भक्ति भक्तिः द्वितीया
भक्तिं भक्ति भक्तिः द्वितीया
या ओके वन् मोर् वुड् यु लैक् टु ट्रै कीर्ति
अवश्य कीर्तिः कीर्ति कीर्तिः प्रथमा कीर्तिं
इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग कीर्तिशब्दः
अस्तु इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग कीर्तिशब्दः
देन् ओन्ली यु विल् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वाट् शब्द यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु नेरेट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् देर् आर् थौसण्ड्स् 2,000 10,000 शब्दास् लैक् देट् So, for that only we are asking you to tell the topic every now and then. Whether it is, you are going to tell only one Prathama Ekavachanam also, you have to tell Ikaranta Srilinga Mati Shabdaha. Oh, Matihi will be the Ekavachanam. That way you have to think. Okay? So, Matihi, Matihi, Matayaha will be the Ekavachanam, Divachanam and Bahuvachanam. And what will be the Dvitiya? Matim, Matihi, Matihi. Like that, then only it will remain in your brain, it get registered. Otherwise, you will forget. Today you will learn and tomorrow you will forget. What is the use of learning? All your energy, time, and this way, is it not? Giving 2 hours to, so for Sanskrit, it should give you fruits. And that is why we are taking that up, that much effort. Efforts, sorry, in plural. Okay. Kirti, Kirti, complete Vishnu Sindhaji. Kirti.
Amarya.
Amarya.
Ikaranda Strilinga.
Ikaranda Strilinga.
Kirti Shadraha.
Kirti Shadraha.
Kirti. Kirti.
Kirti. Kirti. Kirti. Kirtayaha. Pratama.
Ikaranda Strilinga Shabda. Kirti.
No, what is the Kirtiya?
अनेन अहं पुनः पठामि
डोंट गेट शिवरिंग डोंट नो नर्वसनेस जस्ट वेरी कूल वेरी सिंपल आई एम टेलिंग द प्रथमा बिकॉज़ प्रथमा इज नॉट गिवन इन द स्लाइड आई एम टेलिंग द प्रथमा यू हैव टू जस्ट रिप्लेस दिस मतिम मति मतिहि वेरी सिंपल इन द प्लेस ऑफ मतिम मति मतिहि यू कैन पुट भक्ति यू कैन पुट कीर्ति यू कैन पुट प्रकृति यू कैन पुट श्रुति यू कैन पुट मूर्ति Now is it clear? I will tell Pratama, don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, to complete Kirti, let us see.
Kirti Shabda, Ikaram Srilinga.
Ikaram Srilinga.
Kirti. 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 Kirti.
Ikaram
इकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गः कीर्तिशब्दः कीर्तिं कीर्ति कीर्तिः
अस्तु
धन्यवादः
स्त्रीलिङ्ग प्रकृतिशब्दः प्रकृतिः प्रकृतिः प्रकृतयः इज प्रथमा
प्रकृतिं प्रकृति प्रकृतिः द्वितीया
अस्तु अस्तु इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग ऋतिशब्दः सॉरी श्रुति श्रुतिशब्दः शब्दः प्रथमा विल् बी श्रुतिः श्रुतिः श्रुतयः द्वितीया
श्रुति श्रुति श्रुतिः द्वितीया
मूर्ति
प्रथमा पठामि वा
इकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्ग मूर्तिशब्दः प्रथमा विल् बि मूर्तिः मूर्तिः मूर्तयः द्वितीया विल् बि
मूर्तिं मूर्ति मूर्तिः
मूर्तिं मूर्ति मूर्तिः ओके अत्र स्थगयामः वा समयः जातः ऐ कम् कण्टिन्यू द्वितीया विभक्ति एकारत स्त्रीलिङ्ग गौरीशब्दः अस्तु वा नोट् इट् डौन् एकारात स्त्रीलिङ्ग गौरीशब्दः एकारात स्त्रीलिङ्ग Gauri Shatla. From there we have to continue.
Ashrayi Mahadej. Anaka Varla.
Yes.
Atra Sagayama, huh? Or shall we continue and complete this? It goes on, huh? It is more than 20, 35, 40 slides are there. It's only the Ikara.
Next class, Mahadej. So there's no menti.com today.
Sir, we will do it next class. I have to go somewhere. Dhanyavad Mahoday.
Dhanyavad Mahoday.
Sir,
Dhanyavad
Mahoday.
I also have to leave. Please, we will do it next class.
Sarvi Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarvi Santhi Ramaya Sarvi Badhani Vashyandu Mahakasyadu Dukkha Bhakavit Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Bhaiye Nivasha Manasindra Yerva Uttasmanama Prakti Subhavad Karom Yati Sakalam Prasmitri Mannarayanaya Samarpayanti
Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu
Sarvi Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu
Dhanyavada Mahoday
Dhanyavada Mahoday